Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Mathematics Study Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most practical and exam-focused topics you'll encounter, data handling. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this is a topic that comes up in every single paper, so getting confident with it is absolutely essential. Today, we're going to explore how to represent, interpret, and analyze data like a pro. We'll cover everything from the basics of bar charts and pie charts right through to the trickier, higher-tier content, like histograms with unequal class widths and cumulative frequency curves. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for and how to pick up every available mark. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive into the world of data handling. Let's start with the foundation. Data handling is all about taking raw information and turning it into something meaningful. In your exam, you'll be asked to construct charts, calculate averages, and most importantly, interpret what the data is telling you. First up, averages and measures of spread. You need to know four key terms: mean, median, mode, and range. The mean is the sum of all values divided by how many values there are. The median is the middle value when you put everything in order. The mode is the most common value. And the range is the difference between the highest and lowest values. Simple enough, right? But here's where it gets interesting for grouped data. When data is grouped into classes like 10 to 20 or 20 to 30, you can't find the exact mean anymore. Instead, you calculate an estimated mean using the formula sum of frequency times midpoint divided by sum of frequencies. In examiner language, that's sigma fx divided by sigma f. This is a classic method mark in the exam, so always show you're working clearly with a table showing frequency, midpoint, and f times x. Now, let's talk about the big one for higher tier, histograms with unequal class widths. This is where so many candidates lose marks, so listen carefully. In a histogram, it's the area of the bar that represents frequency, not the height. When your class widths are different, you must plot frequency density on the y-axis, not frequency. The formula is frequency density equals frequency divided by class widths. Here's my top tip. As soon as you see a histogram question, create a frequency density column in your table immediately. Don't even think about plotting until you've calculated every frequency density value. Examiners are looking for this systematic approach, and it'll save you from making costly errors. Next, cumulative frequency curves. These smooth, S-shaped curves are incredibly useful for finding medians and quartiles. The key thing to remember is, always plot your cumulative frequency at the upper bound of each class interval, not the midpoint. So if your class is 140 to 150 centimeters, you plot at 150. Then draw a smooth curve through your points. From your cumulative frequency curve, you can read off the median at half the total frequency, the lower quartile at 1/4, and the upper quartile at 3/4. The interquartile range, or IQR, is Q3 minus Q1, and it tells you about the spread of the middle 50% of your data. Finally, box plots. These are brilliant for comparing two distributions. A box plot shows five key values: minimum, lower quartile, median, upper quartile, and maximum. When comparing box plots, examiners want you to comment on two things: a measure of average, that's the median, and a measure of spread, that's the IQR or range. Use phrases like on average when comparing medians and more consistent or greater spread when comparing IQRs. Right, let's talk exam technique. Data handling questions typically follow a pattern: construct a chart, perform a calculation, then interpret or compare. Each part builds on the last, so if you get stuck on part A, don't panic. You can often still access the marks in parts B and C. Here are the most common mistakes I see and how to avoid them. Mistake number one. Plotting cumulative frequency at the midpoint instead of the upper bound. Remember, upper bound, always. Mistake number two. In grouped data, calculating the mean of the frequencies instead of using the weighted mean formula. You must multiply each frequency by its midpoint first. Mistake number three. Saying there's no correlation when there's actually a weak correlation. Look carefully at the scatter graph. If there's any pattern at all, even a weak one, describe it as weak positive or weak negative correlation. Mistake number four, confusing frequency with frequency density in histograms. If the bars have different widths, you're dealing with frequency density, always. And here's a golden rule for comparison questions. You must reference both a measure of central tendency and a measure of spread to get full marks. Saying class A did better isn't enough. Say class A has a higher median, so performed better on average, but class B has a smaller IQR, so results were more consistent. Okay, time to test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for frequency density? The answer is frequency divided by class width. Question 2. Where do you plot cumulative frequency on a graph? The answer is at the upper bound of the class interval. Question 3. What does IQR stand for and how do you calculate it? The answer is interquartile range. It's Q3 minus Q1. Question 4. In a comparison question, what two types of measures must you comment on? The answer is a measure of central tendency like the median and a measure of spread like the IQR. Question 5. What does the area of a bar represent in a histogram? The answer is frequency. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Data handling is all about being systematic and precise. Whether you're constructing a histogram, drawing a cumulative frequency curve, or comparing box plots, the examiners are looking for clear working, accurate plotting, and thoughtful interpretation in context. Remember these key takeaways. Always use frequency density for histograms with unequal class widths. Always plot cumulative frequency at the upper bound. Always compare using both average and spread. And always, always show your working clearly. This topic is worth a significant chunk of marks in your exam, and with practice, it's one where you can really shine. Go through past papers, focus on the method marks, and build your confidence step by step. Thank you so much for listening, and best of luck with your revision. You've got this!